Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It looks like we might be heavy in one spot on the Falcons practice roster, but I got to rewind to one college football story we didn't get to. I got to squeeze this in real quick just to see what you think about this. So Bill Belichick was named, he has named former South Alabama quarterback Gio Lopez as QB1 for North Carolina. Said he adapted well to the Tar Heels playbook, blah, blah, blah. That's not the story.
Okay.
Jordan, when I was researching this, Jordan Hudson came up. Breaking news. She has filed a trademark application for the term gold digger. She wants it to be hers. She wants to make money off this.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Well, just gold digger.
Isn't that a Kanye song?
Like, it is.
So how is that going to work? Is she going to try to, like, sue him for back?
It'll get denied, but she has to know that. So is she just trying to make headlines?
Yes, absolutely. She is a clout chaser. That will be her next trademark.
Aura
clout
farmer.
Chaser.
An aura farmer?
She ain't getting no aura for doing this, I'll tell you that
much. What? I'm so confused. So it's just, there's nothing like UNC related.
You know what she wants to do? She wants to make a brand out of it, like t-shirts.
Just to wear it.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
Like,
hats.
What thinks? Like, what? Why does she think she has the right to that?
Because, well, everyone calls her that.
Yeah, well, she's trying to take. You know, it's like the. You know, she's trying to take what people have nicknamed her and kind of used against her and turn it in. You know, turn it into her weapon.
I understand why she's doing it. My question is, why does she think she's the one of all the millions of people that have been called gold diggers?
Because
she's the one that's going to get the patent
because
or the trademark.
She's the one that applied for it, and she thinks she's the only. She thinks she's the smartest person in the room.
She knows anything she does gets press right now.
That's insane.
It is.
Well, and honestly, how many people do you think have actually tried to trademark the term gold digger financially? I'm not sure. I'm sure she's not the first, because
no matter how cool
and smart you think you are, somebody did it first.
Right.
I mean, the world's pretty old at this point.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know much about trademark law, but I think like two or three words is too small to get an official trademark. Like, I think Taylor Swift tried to get Shake It Off.
No.
Didn't happen.
They trademarked three-peat, right? That's a trademark.
But it's not like a general saying. Like, gold digger is like a, like, people say that. Like, shake it off is a saying. People say that.
Yeah, what is supposed to happen if I say gold digger on the air? I got to owe like 10 cents or something?
Yeah,
that's like, that's not, you just can't start trademarking the English language,
I've been
right?
I'm so indifferent towards her throughout this entire thing, but that's throwing me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that might be the one where I'm like, all right, dude,
oh,
I've had enough.
It. Not when she cut off a 70-something-year-old world champion coach in the middle of an interview that he was doing to tell him what he couldn't say.
I could care less about that.
But when she phrases and she wants to trademark Gold Digger, you're like, nope, that's enough.
That's it. That's exactly right.
You have stepped over the line.
Yep.
That's it for Jordan.
She's an habitual line stepper anyways.
She really is. But we'll see what the next headline is. I'll keep you posted on that. Allegedly. So the practice squad roster has been released for the Falcons, and it looks like we could be offensive tackle heavy. There's three. Is that heavy in your opinion, or what's the thinking behind this?
Oh, I think there might be a fourth headed there, too.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I think what happens with Jack Nelson once I don't know the corresponding move for Michael Jarrell being on the roster.
Yeah.
But
the tackle that's coming over from Seattle we traded for 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I would assume that the corresponding move is Jack Nelson being slotted down. You can't take any more interior guys away from the active roster, so it's got to be Jack Nelson that's going to be put down to the practice squad possibly, and that would leave you with four. Depending on whether or not Brandon Parker gets let go, that would leave you with four offensive tackles on the practice squad.
And unless you decide you want to carry, because you have eight offensive linemen right now, you might want, unless you decide you're going to carry nine, but I don't think you're taken away from another position, right?
I don't think you are either. Because I don't think there's much fear. If you really thought that highly of Jack Nelson, you would practice squad elevation him on Sunday, just like we just talked about, which I don't think there's any. I would be. You thought we were dumbfounded the day we came on here and Michael Penix was drafted? I would be super dumbfounded if Jack Nelson got elevated to the active roster next Sunday. I think there's. If you do end up with four, even if you end up with three offensive tackles on the practice squad, that's a huge number to me. You got 16 players. I don't know how you carry three tackles on practice squad and one interior lineman.
I might have done. I'm trying to do the math right here. They might only kept 52 players to begin with.
You think Jarrell is going to be the 53rd?
Yeah,
could be.
I'm going to redo the math real quick because I don't want to count on the air because nobody wants to hear me count on the air, but.
I believe I did see something about that it was only 52.
Yeah, which is crazy with all the roster construction we do on here that nobody would have hit that. So maybe Michael Jarrell and Jack Nelson both end up on it, which I think that would be – it's all interesting because all the moves you've made that have been from other teams have been offensive tackles. You've made three now where you signed two to practice squad and you've traded for one, and yet – other than Caleb McGarry getting put on IR, nobody's exited the building.
Well, is this kind of like an overcorrection for that?
It's possible, and you've seen the Falcons do that in the past where, you know, at quarterback spot where it's like we're overcorrecting for things we feel like we – either that or you throw a bunch at the wall and see if any of them developed into your swing tackle and you can move from there. But I think it's definitely a possibility. I'm not sure that Brandon Parker stays in that role once the other guys are brought in, but we'll see.
That's a good point.
The interior guys, I'm shocked that they haven't made a move for interior linemen.
Yeah, so there won't be a corresponding move because Jarrell's just going to slide right on the roster. They only have 52. Mm-hmm. I counted three times. I came up with 52 twice and 51 once.
That's not good.
So, but that was the middle. So the first and the third times I counted, I got 52.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit confused at Jack Nelson. They thought highly enough to make it. But he was a draft pick here. And I think people need to remember, draft picks always get a little – even the seventh round guy is going to get, unless there is just a huge gap, right? But we watched a couple of the guys that they signed to the practice squad today. And Carter Warren from the Jets, a tackle, and Ryan Hayes, a tackle from the Dolphins. Hayes played his college ball at Michigan.
Yep.
He played left tackle there. Look, I'm a novice when it comes to football and watching film, but Mike's taught me enough. But there's little things that I see that I'll ask Mike about. But Mike saw some stuff that he really loved about Ryan Hayes, especially with his hands. He's got good hands.
Got good hands. He does. He has good hands, carries his hands high. He's got a good punch, good extension. Of all the guys that we've talked about, and we've broken down film now on – let's just start with Elijah Wilkinson, but I've watched Jack Nelson as well, watched all his preseason snaps. We watched Mike Jarrell, who they traded for a couple of days ago from Seattle. We watched Carter Warren this morning a little bit. The kid that we're talking about from Michigan is, to me, he's been my favorite one, and he moves well. And it gets to a point where you realize that he's a practice squad guy and they picked him up kind of off of free agency or off of waivers. And you're like, How did that happen? Because I'm watching him. He's not as strong in the run game at all. He's very Storm Norton-esque, you know, in terms of the way he plays. He's kind of tall in the run game, can get out over his skis. We saw him fall flat on his face on one rep on a gap play. I think it was a counter. And he falls flat on his face because he gets overextended. But there's a lot to work with in the pass game. His hands are excellent. His hands are excellent for you know, for a guy that's his age and hasn't had the experience. So I would not be shocked if in the long run he's not a guy that they feel like they can slot in and try to develop as a swing tackle, because I think he's got that ability.
Two things. One, the one thing I liked that I really saw was he was, even except for that one whiff that we both talked about, but he seemed to always be active. Like, he was always, even when he wasn't doing much, he had a hand on somebody. And there was the other two guys, they looked lost at times. They kind of had that Javon Gwynn moment where they were like, wait, where am I supposed to be? Where am I getting out to?
Yeah.
But how do you improve as a tackle and or an offensive lineman in general, and you say, hey, he's good at this, he's not good at that. What can he do to improve in the run game? Like, what is Dwayne Leffler going to be working with him while he's on the – because they're going to be training this guy. They're going to teach this guy. He's 6'6". I mean, he's a big dude.
Well, it's funny you ask that, because the first thing I thought of, and I just mentioned it, the play that he fell on his face was a counter play. It was a gap scheme play. You know, we don't run. We don't run counter and barely run any gap scheme plays. So it's one thing that you look at and you go, okay, he wants to deal with that here. You know what I mean? He's not dealing with the deuce blocks to the backside linebacker. His footwork will have to refine a little bit in terms of wide zone blocking. They did a little bit of, in the small amount of reps we watched him in the preseason game, there is some mid zone, not wide zone. There's some like mid zone stuff, and he was decent, but he's just got to learn to stay engaged. It's just about keeping your feet up under you in a lot of these situations. And the fact of the matter is, when you talk about wide zone blocking, the beauty is if you get out over your skis, or if you get too top heavy and a guy tries to kind of Olay you and you fall on your face, a lot of times in wide zone blocking, that opens up a lane. Like, if a guy's swim moving you to get out of the way, he's not staying in his gap, and that allows Bijan a cutback lane, right? And so that's the beauty of wide zone. That's why wide zone is so highly coveted by offensive linemen. That's why a lot of people love blocking it, because you can haul off and try to tee off on somebody. And if the guy tries to get out of the way, it's like, oh, you're definitely not doing your assignment. So he's not going to have to deal with some of the stuff, some of the weaknesses that we saw. Although I would love if they'd run more gap plays. We've talked about that before. Pull a guard and run a little counter, but I don't know.
So if I don't know how to. I hate asking these questions because I feel like I'm bad putting bad. Was it aura, as you say, Dylan, out there?
Yeah.
But if Wilkinson can't do the job, or an injury pops up to him. Of the three we've signed, now you got Warren and Hayes to the practice squad, and you got Jarrell on the active roster. Which one would Michael P. Johnson start or put out there?
Because
remember, Jarrell started some games. Warren's got a few under his belt. I don't know if Hayes has any. I haven't.
Right. From what I've seen, and just from it looked like the knowledge. Remember, we saw like a ricochet block on a play action, a little half waggle. From just the knowledge base, it looked like he had inside of that system in Miami. I would say definitely he's at the top. I think Mike Jarrell, there's a reason they traded for him. I think there's a lot of upside there, athleticism. And I mentioned it yesterday when you and I were watching tape. I was like, man, he kind of looks like he's playing basketball, which is not a compliment as an offensive lineman. You don't want to look like you're playing basketball. There's a reason you have a kick set and you're not just going out there just, you know, looking at a guy's chest. And so there is a lot of upside to Mike Jarrell. He is very athletic. I think he's got some strength. But just in terms of right now, if we're talking about, you know, what are we, 8-9 days away, I would say the kid from Michigan.
I never – and that's who I like the most too. But a lot of that is slanted because I'm watching it with you. I never realized, Allie, that how important your first step is. You never think about it. But, like, this dude, we're watching I think it was Jarrell, and he was like – he goes, watch his foot here. I bet he steps back underneath himself and not goes forward. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then
knows what it means, but it's provocative.
But then you see it and you're like, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, okay, yeah. But you don't realize how off balance that'll get your whole body.
Right.
It's crazy, especially when you're big like these guys.
Some of those guys are so big up top, they turn into the Tasmanian devil where their legs are just going a million miles an hour underneath them.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, all right, calm down, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know big guys' feet were that nimble.
Twinkle toes, baby, twinkle toes.
I'm going to be watching football a totally different way this year.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all comes together next week, and you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons postgame for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons postgame, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons postgame, Falcons flyover this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, a safety just got an extension. It is the largest in NFL history. We'll go in the huddle and talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out as well. And at 8:20 today, we've got some tickets to give away. You can check out a scrimmage between Atlanta United 2 and the Belize national team. Save our number. It makes it easier when 8:20 comes around and I say to call in 404-726-0929. That'll be at 8:20 today.
But first, you can join Dukes and Bell Friday as they're going to get you ready for Labor Day live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It'll all get started early with great food, drinks, and scenic views. Carl and Michael preview all of the games that are happening this weekend from college football, including the one that's in Atlanta. And they'll ease you along the holiday weekend as well. That'll be Dukes and Bell Friday, 2 to 6. It's Twin Peaks. It's Buckhead. I'm going to tell you from experience, I've done a lot of those shows down there on Labor Day weekend with Carl and Mike, that 2 to 6, Twin Peaks and Buckhead, and it used to be 2 to 7. But it's always like popping because you've got the Dragon Con folk in town. You've got college football fans that are coming down to see their team. So it's always a pretty good crowd. Place is normally packed. It's a fun party down there. So get it started down there with them.
All pro safety Kyle Hamilton and the Baltimore Ravens have reached an agreement on a 4-year, $100.4 million extension. That's the largest for a safety in NFL history, and the deal includes $82 million guaranteed, which surpasses the previous record of $45 million for a safety.
Isn't it funny that the first thing that came to my mind was, have we already extended Jesse Bates?
We have not, by the way.
Dang.
I was like, please tell me we've already extended Jesse, and they're getting a discount.
If you had to take one or the other, I think they're different players, but if you had to take one or the other, who would you take?
Between him and Jesse Bates, that's tough to say. They're different players.
That's what I said. But if you had to, I said that. But if you had to take one or the other, I'm taking Jesse personally because
I say Jesse because I love him so much because he's a Falcon. But Kyle Hamilton's a good player.
Hamilton's a great player they do. He also fits what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they play good defense in Baltimore. It's a big piece for them. There really is a way to pay most everybody as long as it's spaced out, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just paid Lamar a couple years ago. Now Kyle gets paid. They're going to have – I mean, they've got Derrick Henry over there. I mean, they've got some players, but you are going to lose some guys, I guess, here and there.
Yeah, the cap hit next year for Jesse's 22. That's not even his base salary. That's the cap hit. So.
And he's in the third year before your deal. You have to figure out this season in the middle at some point this season, or as the season wraps up, and you know before we get to free agency, what you want to do with him?
Get her done, baby.
Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has officially been suspended for the first 6 weeks of the season. Apparently, the NFL wanted to go for 10 games, and he was going to appeal for a shorter suspension, so they met in the middle at 6 games.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot, but did it say anywhere that he will not appeal now? Because they
made an agreement.
They made an agreement. Yeah, and that's, look, if the only difference would have been to me if they gave him 10 with the appeal is you can play under an appeal, so he might have played the season opener and then went on it. So just gets it over with quicker. That was kind of a smart. I'm glad that they did that way instead of saying, let's do this, and then we'll appeal, and then we'll come back because it's too much rigmarole. And he deserved it. Based on everything I've seen.
100%. And that's my biggest takeaway. Quit being dumb. It's a race. Is he the guy that walked away from it as well? You're just being dumb.
Yeah.
There was injured parties in this. You caused this chain reaction collision on the highway, and then you were just like, all right, I'm out. And, like, I think he got sentenced to 30 days in jail, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So just stop being dumb. Stop being dumb, man.
Buccaneers tight end Cade Otton could miss the season opener against the Falcons due to a leg injury. Earlier this season, he had a hamstring injury. This is in addition to that. So that means if you're keeping track at home for week one, Bucs are without Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin, and Jalen McMillan.
Hold on a second. I need to bench him. Is he benched on our team?
Yeah, we got Travis Kelce plugged in at the old tight end spot. Cade Otton's got so much upside, and a lot of people didn't realize some of the resurgence he did have at times last year when they got hit hard in the wide receiver room, that he was able, you know, he was a guy that was able to step into that role. And Baker Mayfield, guys, for whatever y'all think, he is
good.
Good. Yeah. He's going to throw for 4,000 freaking yards and 40 touchdowns. And that's just how it is. And Cade Otton is a massive part of that. So we'll see what happens. That could be the opportunity for a coming out party for Edmeke Egbuka. Which I think will happen regardless. But Cade Otton, that's a big one right there.
Yeah, and they're going to have Parker Durham fill in for him, I believe, is who will be the first guy up. And then it's Keeft as well. Easy for me to say.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, right? Keeft. He will be a guy, too, as well. Not very experienced people at all, players. So, look. Sucks for them. I don't care. I mean, I like Cade Otton.
I care in a good way.
I like Cade Otton.
Makes my ears perk up.
Because he's on our fantasy roster. But the fact that he misses a game against the Falcons does a lot for me in a good, baby. Not
Come
bad.
On. Let's go. It's that time.
The Carolina Panthers traded wide receiver Adam Thielen to the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings get Thielen, a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. The Panthers get a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 27 fourth-round pick. Not new territory for Adam here. He was with the Vikings from 2013 to 22, made two Pro Bowls along the way.
The Vikings get much-needed wide receiver help and depth now, but Jordan Addison's also missing three games due to the suspension because of a DUI. Justin Jefferson has been banged up. We don't get away from Thielen. As Falcons, we got to play him week two. We just have to play him in week three and right. Then, like, week whatever.
Just moves up a week.
Remember when we talked about this when we were hosting, because we host Atlanta Falcons pregame every week before the game, and I was like, yeah, they'll never get rid of Thielen in Carolina. Why would they? I mean, they got a veteran receiver. He can teach these young guys how to play and yada, yeah. yada, yada.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I guess I was right.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm going to go with this. And now I am positive. I'm not positive, but I would think that the thought process is you add Hunter Renfrow back into the fold over in Carolina, and he becomes kind of that veteran presence. But he's not Adam Thielen. As far as, you know, veteran mentality goes, I really don't like this for Carolina. You've got Tet McMillan, which I know that he doesn't like being called that, but
what are we supposed to call him?
Tetaroa McMillan.
Look at you with a name.
Well, I was listening the other day. He's like, my mom doesn't like when I'm called Tet. I was like, oh gosh. Well, I feel like that's the only thing I've ever referred to you as. But it's neither here nor there. You've got young guys. Xavier Leggett's in his second year. You've got another couple of guys that have been draft picks over the last couple of years. And all of a sudden, having Thielen not there with Bryce Young, who, believe it or not, is still developing as a passer, I don't like it for them. So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't have done that.
Let me ask you a question. If Xavier Leggett invited you over for – and I know Allie would say no because he eats like wild animals.
I don't care.
But if Xavier Leggett invited you over, would you like question what kind of meat's on your plate? Fetus, like,
for sure.
Yeah,
he's already talked about eating squirrel and things like that. I don't
skunks and raccoons and stuff, right? I mean
– rabbits too?
Well, rabbits, okay.
That's true, yeah.
I see the same rabbit every morning when I pull out – what?
Spoken like a true Paulding County guy. Rabbits, all right. Yeah. I'm good. I don't need a bunny on my plate.
No squirrels, but rabbit. We got this.
I don't need bugs on my plate, okay? He's good. He can show himself out. But, I mean, did you grow up eating rabbit?
No. My dad quit hunting when he was a kid.
Okay.
He didn't want to do that. Although, I mean, I've ate my fair share of, like, venison and stuff for sure.
I've tried other
animals other places, you know, like. But I mean, I don't eat squirrel or anything.
Have you had rabbit?
Yeah, I think I've had rabbit.
Was it good?
Just tastes meat.
What else?
Is it real gamey or no?
Well, anything like that wild's got a little gamey taste in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like alligator. I like gator.
I have tried gator before. It's good.
Gator's really good.
I don't like gator as much. I think gator's a little too gamey for me.
Buffalo gator. Oh,
it's not good. Bad, but I wouldn't seek it out.
A little chewy.
It's a little chewy. Yeah.
Fried up, man. Like you know, the treat like daggum calamari and
Buffalo
stuff.
Gator balls. I'm just telling you.
It's like not a chewy chicken balls. Nugget.
Wait, what? Wait, what? Have you ever had?
You know what I mean, though.
You ever had mountain oysters?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Rocky Mountain.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain. Whatever. No, I'm good on that.
Why you always got to be correct, Allie? Why can't you just go
on? I don't want
it?
Mountain oysters to be offended. Well, coming up, the pressure is high for a few colleges. Which team is facing the most pressure? We're going to talk about that, and we've got it mic'd up.
Oh, man, it is that time of year. If you're like me, you're getting those good old-fashioned jitters as you check out the futures across the landscape of college football. I'm going to break down some of those, and I'm going to ask Allie and Bo what the best bets are. Which juice is worth the squeeze in some of these futures out there? We'll hit that on the other side.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the...
What kind of exotic meats have you eaten? Honestly.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Alex Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. And this segment is presented by John Seitz, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We will have a mic'd up in a few minutes. Let's talk a little college football.
Ooh, let's do.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. But there's a lot of pressure on these schools. I'm talking about Texas, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Miami. But I'm curious who has the most amount of pressure. So let's take these one by one.
Okay.
Give them a grade, 1 through 10. What kind of pressure are they facing?
Okay.
Let's start with Texas.
10.
What?
Start.
Stop it.
Right out of the gate.
Well, you've got a guy that's been crowned the king of college football, apparently.
By who?
I don't know.
They?
Everybody. Every media member pretty much has him as their Heisman Trophy guy. Sark has been, he's made what, two or three playoffs now? He's got, you know, he lost to Washington. He barely beat Arizona State last year here in Atlanta, and then lost to Ohio State. This is kind of his golden boy at quarterback. They need to win. I'm not saying that his job is on the line. I'm just because I don't believe that, and I don't believe it should be.
I don't either.
But what I will tell you is that those people down in Texas, they think highly of themselves as Longhorn fans, and they're boosters, and they get very impatient. We've seen them be impatient with people before.
I agree with everything you're saying, other than the 10 that you just gave.
Okay, then give yours.
To me, 10 is like you're going to get fired if you don't come out of the gate swinging.
I would say
we'll get into them, but there's a lot of coaches out there that I think need to start 5-1,
but I don't
or
think
you're going to be looking for a job by Thanksgiving.
I don't think it's 10 for just Sark. I think it's 10 for Arch Manning too. I think there's a lot of she asked the question, how much pressure is on them? What's the pressure meter on?
Yeah.
You don't think there's a lot of pressure for him to win a national title with Arch Manning? You don't think there's a lot of pressure for Arch Manning himself as the kid that's now, I'm not saying he's feeling it, but the pressure is definitely there for him to win a Heisman and be a national champion and take Texas, be the next great Texas quarterback. Like, all that pressure has been put out there by fans, media. That's just my feeling.
I'm going with a 7.
Okay. Sounds kind of soft, but okay.
Well, you didn't leave yourself any wiggle room because you're going to say that they're a 10. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's getting benched. Arch is making $5 million this year. So, like, I don't know what.
Can I ask you a question? If Arch Manning doesn't win one or both of a Heisman or a national title, do you not think that people view his time there as a failure?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's pressure.
That doesn't
pressure.
Lead to a 10, though.
Legacy. Like, we'll 10. Continue. 10. It's a 10. A 10.
You didn't leave yourself any wiggle room here because 10. The next one that comes out is probably going to have to be a 10 now.
All right, let's go with Ohio State. Is that a 10 as well, Bo?
No, it's like a 5.
Yeah.
You won a national title. Ryan Day has kind of was it quelled the noise or whatever. You're going to bring in a new quarterback. Now, the one pressure department he's going to have is to beat Michigan.
That's right.
That's the one place that you can amp. Now, if you get to November, Allie, and they're having a – does it matter? Does not matter. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, the pressure on Ryan Day will be a 10 for that week only.
I agree.
But other than that, nah, man, he's good.
For that reason alone, I'll put it at a 6, but I'm with you on everything else. I think he's still – I think he's just riding the wave at this point. Like,
I mean
– you're like – I'm good. I just want a natty. Like, no big deal. He does need to beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll be tasked with that. But that's the only reason. If it wasn't for the Michigan thing, I'd have it at like a 3.
When is the last time Ohio State did beat Michigan?
It's been 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Since Urban Meyer was there, I think.
Since COVID year, right?
I think since Urban Meyer was there. I mean.
That's crazy. You know,
Beard dies. Got to do his job
this
year.
Ryan Day's beat him before, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Anyways. Because remember, that was the thing. Harbaugh could never beat Urban, and then Urban leaves, and all of a sudden they win. I'm gonna get Ryan Day's. You can go ahead, Allie.
November 30th, 2019, last time.
Okay,
there you go. Year before COVID.
That's a long time.
Says here Ryan Day's 1-4 versus Michigan, but
all right, let's move on to Clemson.
Ooh,
1 through 10.
That's really an interesting one.
I'm gonna say. Well, here's the deal. I think Dabo can leave when he wants. But I could be wrong. I'm going to say it's an 8.5 because they were a great program for a nice little stretch. Couple of national titles. Dabo's the hottest thing on the coaching market other than Nick Saban. And then, you know, I don't like the portal. I don't want to do this. If they pay players, I'll quit. And Dabo talks, and like all coaches, they get asked questions. He answers them honestly. They stop winning to that extent. They did make the playoff last year. They lose to Texas in the first round. Cade Klubnik has got a lot of there's a lot of hype for him as well. So they need to win not only the ACC, but they need to make some hay in the playoff this year.
Yeah, what grade did you give it?
I gave it an 8.5.
An 8.5. I think you're on it. I would say an 8. Like he's not fearing for his job or anything, but I think at this point, like, Clemson fans are starting to get a little bit antsy in terms of their prospects of actually winning a title, and is the window still open for them? So I'm at an 8.
And Clemson and Georgia really are programs that for a long time, to me, mirrored each other as they won titles in the early 80s, and then they were just kind of there. And then, boom, they got this success, right? And but the fans always had these expectations. And then when you have that success and then you go a while, you kind of get antsy, and there's that feeling of, well, you don't have any more. We know we can be great. We'll go find somebody that can. And I'm not saying that about Georgia right now, but I'm just saying that could be where Clemson is getting close to.
How about LSU?
Oh, I think that's a 9.5. I think Brian Kelly needs to win.
Do you think that's a 9.5 and Texas at a 10?
Yeah.
This is what my problem was with you putting Texas at 10. Now you can't go anywhere. And you knew you couldn't say 10 again because I was going to climb all over that.
You think Brian Kelly
with 9.5.
You think Brian Kelly loses 4 games this year?
I think that's a 10. I think it's absolutely a 10.
Well, then why didn't you go first, tough guy?
I would love to have. I would love to have. I think that's an absolute 10.
All right,
you want to talk about people getting a little bit itchy in terms of fan bases? He doesn't even belong there. Texas is a team that just went to the national title a year ago. Brian Kelly has lost, four or five straight openers?
Texas ain't been in a national title game.
When they lose to Ohio State last year?
In the semis.
Okay, there you go. Anyways, LSU hasn't even won an opening game in 5 years. It ain't been great teams. What about like UCLA? Like, I mean, they've lost some bad games, and they need to come out swinging.
Brian Kelly is sick and tired of being here coaching for his family. See how I mixed his little speeches?
Bad. Yeah, we see that.
Brian Kelly, he needs to win. But look, I thought he lost a team last year. Like, I heard reports that it was like not mutiny, but there was some guys that were really irritated.
We're sitting here again.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. I'm out of 10. Brian Kelly needs to win. He needs to win quickly. And all this talk about Garrett Nussmeier being that guy and, you know, possible QB1 in the draft next year and all that, and now we've seen the conversations he's had with his agent. He just doesn't – it's one thing if you're winning and you don't fit a fan base. It's another thing when you are just fledgling and losing games you shouldn't, and all of a sudden that fan base turns on you. I'm at a 10 with him. He needs to get it done.
Okay.
What about Notre Dame?
I'm going to go with, like, the 6-7 range. Look, Marcus Freeman is – I don't believe in any pressure. It's Notre Dame. See, that's the thing. Some of these schools automatically come with pressure. The pressure at Texas, the pressure at Notre Dame, the pressure at some of these schools is a lot higher already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, to me, you could say Texas is at a 10 because there's already an elevated amount of pressure by what the program thinks it is. Notre Dame is the one that thinks very highly of themselves, but they also tasted a national title game last year. They've lost some good players. They have a good running back room, but they lost their starting quarterback in Riley Leonard. And so I think Freeman has kind of done enough to give himself some space now to – I also think Notre Dame might be a team at this point in its existence in a program where every 3 to 4 years you're talking about them as a national champion. And then they're gonna, because they're gonna have those years.
Yeah. What number did you give it?
I don't know, 6-7, I think.
Hey, I'm gonna go with 6.
That's short-term memory, man.
I'm gonna go with 6 because I think that obviously there is pressure in terms of Notre Dame, but we got how long did Brian Kelly ride that wave where he could make them really, really good every, like you said, every 4 or 5 years, but never really reached the pinnacle of being great. And then it's just funny because he leaves there and goes, I got to go to a place where I can win a national title, and they go to the national title game.
I will give that program the people around the program credit, the boosters, all that kind of stuff. They've kind of settled now into what they are, and it's I think they're every 3 to 5 years they're going to make a deep run in college football's system, but they have as good a chance to meet with Marcus Freeman as winning something as ever. I think he is just really good.
Last one before mic'd up, Miami.
Speaking of Notre Dame, they opened this Sunday against each other. I'm going to say, 6. I'm going to go back to 6. I don't think it's that big. Really?
10. Great year last year with the Heisman Trophy winner. You had a chance, and you fumbled the ball late. Cam Ward, didn't Cam Ward win the Heisman?
Travis Hunter did.
Oh, my bad. Oh, should maybe
number one draft pick versus.
Yeah, I got you. I see what you were going, but you're good.
But Cam Ward went in there. They had a chance to be deep. They don't even make the playoff. They don't even make the ACC title game.
Yeah,
he's Mario Cristobal is on the clock. Some of the most unrealistic fans. I talk about unrealistic fans. Miami's some of the most unrealistic fans and expectations of, and every year they tell you how they're back and they never really are. I think Cristobal's on the clock. I might have memory loss.
Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. And look, just take this tidbit from me. You can order online. It's worth it. I promise you. All right. So it's funny, Bo, you walked out a minute ago during the break and I was talking to Allie. I was like, I was kind of explaining to her what the, odds are in terms of making a long, futures wager. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, you're based on 100, you're, plus this many, plus that many. So it's not as easy when you talk about the gambling aspect or wagering when you look at some of the futures of, like, is it really worth it? And I was talking to her about how a team like Texas, to me, we're talking about conference championship winners. in the SEC. Texas, to me, not worth it. Too many things can get off the rails in the next couple of months that would lead them to them not winning the SEC. They're at plus 260. That's $100 to win 260. I'm not risking that amount of money, all right? So I want to hear from you guys. I'm going to go down this list. At what point does it get to where I'm like, I'd put $100 down on that before the end of the season to make that bet and, you know, look forward. So you got Georgia sitting there at second place at plus 300. Bama at plus 480.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody? Okay, I'll move on. LSU is fourth in the odds to win the SEC at plus 650.
So I'm a little more risk adverse than you.
Okay.
So that's probably something I would take.
Plus 650. Think is kind of you would.
Yeah.
And just honestly, at this point, take the name off of it. You know what I mean? Like, at what point are you like with 12 variables, which are football games leading up to the conference title?
Right.
Would you think it's worth putting 100? You'd say 650.
Let me keep going.
Because the next one is plus 1,500. That's Texas A&M. Right now, plus 1,500 for Texas A&M. I will say this about Texas A&M. They had a lot of positions back, and the ones that they didn't feels like they were able to add significantly in the portal. The only thing with them is I don't like Marcel Reed as their quarterback. It just is what it is. I don't know what to expect of them. You're good still, though.
I mean, I am where I want to never lose money, so I probably would have taken the safest bet. But I wanted to get to the odds and see who I would.
Okay.
Because right, I can't take then. The name off of people. I can't.
How about plus 2,000 is next, and that is Ole Miss and Florida Auburn.
I would take Florida at plus 2,000.
Absolutely. To win the conference title.
Yep, absolutely. Because
why them over Ole Miss?
Because I think, first off, I don't trust Lane Kiffin. Not that I'm saying I trust Billy, but if DJ Lagway can stay healthy, I trust him. And I trust, for whatever reason, that guy has something where he can rally a team around him somehow. So I trust DJ Lagway is what it is.
How much does it say, though? And I know we got to get a break. How much does it say about these teams, though, that I've gotten to Ole Miss, Florida, and Auburn at plus 2,000, and I haven't mentioned Tennessee? I haven't mentioned Missouri. I haven't mentioned Oklahoma. I haven't mentioned South Carolina.
Well, it's
we're not even in the ballpark with those.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the Oklahoma one. Surprises me.
I agree.
I know Venables has had a 10-win season there before.
Mateer is catching fire in the national wins, if you will. There a lot of people love what John Mateer could bring to the table in terms of that offense.
And Austin Simmons, the quarterback for Ole Miss.
He's a beast.
I mean, he stepped in and let him right down the field.
That's exactly
Georgia.
Why I asked you why Florida over Ole Miss, because I'm a huge believer in Austin Simmons and Lane Kiffin's offense.
I feel like Lane Kiffin, it feels like the kind of coach that is good for two losses no matter what every year. He can't get out of his way. There's something always that he always is in his – and yeah. But I mean, you know,
he came to Florida last year.
Yeah, well, Jackson Dart didn't help him there.
Kentucky as well. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, coming up, we want you to take over the show in the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Which college football team has the most pressure this weekend? Do you agree with Mike and Bo's grades on those? What would be your amendments to this practice squad? Are we missing anyone at this point? And, hey, who would you put your money on? Are you risk-averse? Are you going big?
Let's
call
go.
In right now, 404-726-0929, or you can tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. The wake-up call is next. On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.